It is Excellent Educators Day here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the studio, being joined on the phone line there right now with Joe Graham, who is a teacher at Beachburg Public School. Joe, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. I know everything's really hectic right now with everything going on, but we appreciate having you today.
Hi, Kyle. Thank you so much for having me on here. I am very happy to be here.
So let's get right into it. What made you decide to want to get into educating as a career?
A lot of people in Renfrew County know my mom was a teacher in Renfrew. She taught kindergarten to grade one for 30 years. And I watched her my whole life growing up as a teacher and how rewarding it was for her. And I actually, in university, when I was studying to hopefully become a lawyer, I used to volunteer at Queenie helping with EQAO tutoring stuff. So it was a job. I volunteered for a bit, and then it became a job with the board. And just seeing how much kids responded to having that little bit of extra assistance and how engaged they were with material really like made me want to become a teacher, and that's really what led to going down this road.
So clearly it's a long road to get to where you are there right now. Kind of walk us through, like, when you first started getting more teaching jobs and started to get more involved with the school and stuff, was it kind of a little intimidating at the beginning?
It was. I still remember even growing up, mom talking like that first day of school teacher nightmare thing. And I think that really is a thing. I remember my very first day going into supply teach, my first year teaching, and just how nervous I was. And it was like the second day of school, I think. And so I think the kids were probably just as nervous as I was, because it was their second day of school in a new grade, and they had this stranger they had never seen before. So it was very nerve-wracking. But I quickly, especially as most supply teachers know now in these times that we're in now, you get into a few schools and you just kind of rotate between two or three schools because there's such a need for supply teachers at this time. And so I got to know so many kids and create relationships that a lot of teachers create in the classroom. But you create these relationships as a supply teacher with kids in a variety of schools and grades. And it's just a really rewarding experience to get to know all these kids from everywhere, rather than just in the classroom you're teaching.
We're speaking with Joe Graham, who is a teacher at Beachburg Public School as part of Excellent Educators Day here on MyFM. Joe, there's obviously a lot of highs and lows when it comes to being a teacher, especially, like you said, in this day and age with COVID and everything like that. What have been some of the real difficulties that you've experienced as a teacher?
I would say, despite all of this, I would say that it's still much more rewarding than it is difficult. But there has been a few setbacks. Just with all the new protocols now, it's just a lot more on everybody's plate. But everybody's stepping up. We're all working as a team, which is really great. I would say one of the biggest challenges for me and for all new educators, all people who are starting out in their teaching career, is just trying to understand how the system works and getting into a job. I think that's always, and people talk about this lots, about how that's always really hard getting into teaching. I've been really fortunate in that I've been able to find a permanent contract this year at Beachburg, and it's such an awesome school to be at. But I would say just trying to figure out all those rules and all those differences in terms of how the system works, especially if you're moving from board to board, just trying to get get a job.
Now, when we've been speaking with other teachers about, the rewards of the job and everything, a lot of them are saying that, when you see the students who are maybe struggling a little bit and they go on to graduate and go off to college, university, or go right into the workforce and it's a skilled trade or something like that, do you tend to agree with that? Being a young teacher and kind of still finding your way maybe a little bit, but is that reward factor still there for you?
Yeah, totally. And I'm so excited this year that part of my job, 40% of the job that I'm in right now, is actually special education. And so I'm working with grade 5 to 7 kids right now in my spec ed role. And we're working on reading and math and things like that. And it's just about me giving them the tools they need in that toolkit so that they can feel more successful when they're in the regular classroom, when I'm not around. And just exactly like you just said, to give them those tools that they need to go into post-secondary or the workforce or whatever they're hoping to achieve. And it's been really rewarding for me. And I think helpful for them as well, because they enjoy the time they get to come and spend with me in my office while I'm working on our different stuff that we're working on.
One last question for you there, Joe, before I let you go. Do you have any words of wisdom for maybe the next generation of teachers who are looking to land maybe that full-time teaching job or supply job or anything like that?
I think that there's times, especially on the job hunt part of the time, like in the summer, that it's going to feel like it's really hard to get a job and get in. I felt that way. I think everybody who's in the teaching profession in the last 15 years has felt that way. But I'd say just stick it out. It's super rewarding. I've worked mostly between Walter's Out and Our Prior and Beachburg now, and created relationships with so many awesome staff. Administrators have been fantastic to me in my career. I think that as a new teacher, your principal and vice principal can be a lifesaver sometimes. They're always there to answer questions. And from my experience, it has been amazing being able to go to them and ask for any help that I may need or some questions that I have. And I think that the biggest thing is that just treat everybody around you with respect. And it's nice to be able to ask for help from any teacher, veteran teachers, principals, administrators, office admin. All of those people are fantastic. And just use your resources, I think, and don't give up, because it is definitely worth it in the end.
It is excellent Educators Day here on MyFM. We've been speaking with Joe Graham, who is an educator at Beechwood Public School. Joe, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Kyle. I really appreciate it.